A scandal in the AFL, Qantas tells customers to stop carrying on like pork chops, and a family-oriented business reveals an interesting new policy.
Hey, I'm Murphy Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Wednesday, the 21st of September.
Hello, my name is Wendell Harsey. Always good to be with you. Hope you are keeping well and looking forward to a day off tomorrow. If you do have it, Effie and myself do not. We will be plugging away. The news doesn't sleep. But if you do have a day off, hopefully enjoy it. If you're working like us, we'll get through it. Anyway, what is making news today, Effie?
And starting off with some AFL news, and our headline reads, report, what the fuck is wrong with you creeps?
Yes, of course, we are talking about what has been revealed out of the Hawthorn Football Club. Shocking allegations about what those racist cunts were up to down in Melbourne. With the grand final just a couple of days away, an external review commissioned by the Hawthorn Football Club has apparently revealed allegations that key figures at the club demanded the separation of young First Nations players from their partners, pressured couples to terminate pregnancy, and all sorts of other racist and horrific things, including inserting SIM cards and cutting off access to the family, all sorts of horrific stuff. And during that period of review, Hawthorn had more than 20 First Nations players, many of whom were bullied and removed from their homes. Of course, with many of these players at a young age trying to make a career in football. Yeah, not great news, and it remains to be seen whether there will be as much done about this as the doping saga a few years ago. Right now, North Melbourne, who just hired the coach that was in charge of this at Hawthorn, has yet to say anything. Brisbane has told their coach, Chris Fagan, who was the assistant coach at the time, to take some time, and Hawthorn says they're looking at changing a lot of PR from the old boys club that makes up the AFL and their Melbourne clubs. An interesting one. Now we've got some airline news, Effie.
Yes, and up next, Qantas has told vegetarians to stop carrying on like a pork chop.
Yes, in some surprising news, domestic airline Qantas has yet again found themselves trending for having no regard for their passengers, denying on-flight meals to people with dietary requirements. The commitment to cutting costs at the expense of their passengers now sees a one-size-fits-all menu, which would have angered fewer people had it been a vegetarian option and not fucking chicken. However, this weird decision to only offer chicken pies, which would also be expensive to make, means that everyone from vegetarians to vegans and celiacs will be pissed off. Despite all the backlash, CEO Alan Joyce has committed to this decision, stating that he's been pretty confused. He didn't think vegetarians were capable of having a beef.
It really would make more sense to have a vegetarian or vegan option.
Absolutely.
It would be a lot cheaper as well.
Spinach and ricotta rolls. Everyone loves those. Everyone loves those.
And up next, a family-orientated business is totally cool with maternity leave, as long as it's unpaid and you don't come back.
Yes, an up-and-coming marketing collective in our town's Bohemian French Quarter has raised eyebrows today by confirming to staff that they're totally cool with employees taking maternity leave, as long as you don't fucking come back and you don't expect to be paid. Despite the odd and quirky name, the senior partners at Men with Ghoulish Salami Slice Areolas on Rue de Esclave d'Enterprise say they're a family-oriented business that supports employees who selfishly decide to torpedo their company by getting pregnant. That's their words, not mine.
Yes, they said they usually direct their employees to work up to week 39 of their pregnancy. And then after they've had the baby, we typically direct them to this place called Centrelink. There you go.
Good. Sounds like a great place to work. If I ever get laid off here, I'll certainly be applying.
And for our quote of the day, a couple has married in a world-first digital wedding. Singaporean couple Joanne Tham and Clarence Chan. Virtual wedding took place in a detailed digital replica of the prestigious Singaporean venue, the Alkoff Mansion, which is apparently renowned for its garden weddings. The couple, celebrant, and other remote guests, including a dog by the look of things, were digitally represented by avatars in the sandbox's unique voxel style. A press release has said a digital wedding is so customizable, can be shaped as far as one's imagination takes them. Couples can let their fantastical dreams come true across the globe, all without the costs and limitations of a physical wedding.
The world is moving too fast for me.
Well, I think you could just do that in The Sims. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I think you could do all that.
And then you can drown them afterwards by removing the ladder in the pool.
Yeah, all very confusing to me, but I guess that's the way things are going. Anyway, that's all we got time for today. Have a good one.
See you later.